Coming up at 4 o'clock, Connor Riley's going to join us. A lot of stuff going on with the SEC, Big Ten, SEC meeting down in Destin. Athletic directors, coaches, presidents, and Greg Sankey is leading the way. We'll tell you the latest about that coming up at 4 o'clock and what it could mean for college football. We all have expectations when it comes to our newest guys. We're talking about, obviously, Jamon Walker and you know, James Pierce. I don't know what number I'm willing to put on the amount of sacks that I think they're going to have yet. It's way too early. We haven't even seen them on the field, even though they're at OTAs today. And I want to wait on that. But, Mike, over the last 5 years, first-round draft picks who fell under the position umbrella of edge, okay, linebacker, defensive lineman, or edge guys, averaged about 3.5, 4 sacks on average their rookie season. So if you go back and look at two guys, and we're talking about Jeff Ulbrich, our defensive coordinator, who the Jets drafted. And let's just look at this before we talk about our two guys. Mm-hmm. Jermaine Johnson was a guy the Jets drafted in 2022, okay? First-round pick, he had 2.5 sacks his rookie year, 7.5 his second year. Took a big jump. 2023, the Jets drafted Will McDonald. Jeff Ulbrich was there. McDonald, first-round pick, 3 sacks his rookie year, 10.5 his second. Big jump. So as we talk about the impact that maybe Walker and Pierce are going to have, the projections right now, Michael, combined, they're going to have 11 sacks. Would that be enough?
I need more.
Okay.
I could have used more sacks. Now, if it is going to be, let's just say for argument's sake, you know, we're in the top third of the NFL in sacks, and Leonard Floyd has 9, and these guys have those numbers, and Epikadi has like 6, which has kind of been his average, then maybe I could live with that, you know? Ulbrich also, by the way, you know, as you mentioned, coaching the 16 rookies, Devondre Campbell, Debo, those guys are part of his linebacker core when he was here with the Falcons. So, you know, hopefully, you know, again, imparting some wisdom on these young faces. Mm-hmm. But, well, and look, you know, don't forget, Caden Ellis can still sack the quarterback, you know?
That's right.
So that might be another country heard from. But, yeah, I mean, I would think most Falcon fans would be a little disappointed if it was just an 11 sacks combined for Jalen Walker and Pierce. But how are we going to use them? Some of its parts, you know, Leonard Floyd's going to be in that mix a little bit. But maybe if that adds up to 40, 42?
Then you're okay.
45?
Then you're okay. Yeah.
I mean, I'm more concerned with the total, but yes. I mean, I just think, you know, there's always going to be, and this especially for guys who don't cover the Falcons for the national media, they'll look at us and go, aha, they reached when he went for that back in the first round of the 27th pick for Pierce.
No, you're right. The thing that you should take from this is, and look, for our, Mike Smith said it, Dan Quinn said it, Coach Arthur Smith said it, the year 2 to 3 is when guys take a jump. And you're seeing it with these numbers. These are the metrics that tell you that. Right. And these are just, they're just using Jets players because that's where our defensive coordinator came from. But that's usually the case across the board. And then from 3 to 4, you turn into that guy. And then, Mike, usually if you are that guy, you get your big extension, right? They pick up your rookie deal. You get your big extension after your rookie deal's up. And now you're one of the stars in the NFL. That's usually how this works.
I mean, you know, but then there's guys like Aaron Donald where you just pop from the beginning, or Micah Parsons where you go for 13 sacks. See, that's the thing.
You're right.
Jalen Walker, now this is just interesting because he is going to be, you know, again, right up there. As an edge rusher, that's how they're going to use him. You know, that's the none of this, you know, nonsense we were talking about, like, oh, he's undersized my butt. I mean, he's 2 inches shorter than Micah Parsons, okay? And again, Micah Parsons ain't 6'5". So if you can do what Micah Parsons did, if you got, that means 10 sacks. That's what I'll say 10. Because all the comparisons of Micah Parsons mean you're going to have double digit sacks.
And that's what we're hoping for. What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. Look, OTAs start today. As we said, and then the schedule is May 27th, 28th, May 30th, June 2nd through the 3rd, and then June 5th. Guys, mandatory minicamp. That's where everybody has to be there. If somebody's not there, they're getting fined, right? Mm-hmm. And that's money they're not getting back. That's a different animal. This is still voluntary, but it is an expectation for you to be there. But my point is, we're getting to that point. Like, we got through the draft, and it was like, yeah! And all of a sudden, you're looking up, and it's June. Yeah. And this is when OTA starts, and then we'll get to the mandatory minicamp here. I think for a lot of teams, it starts around June 11th, 10th, 11th, or 12th, somewhere around there. And that's going to be a different conversation because we'll get a chance to see everybody on the field. Your thoughts on that? Because the expectations are going to be off the charts. And Mike's right. With us getting him in a place where a lot of people said he would be gone, he's not going to be there. And he was. And then you go, whoa, this guy's a top five pick. He better have 10 sacks.
Right. I mean, I just think, and, you know, like at Ebiketie, you know, you always liked Ebiketie because we always said it'd be a good second round pick. But for a second round pick, you don't have that same expectation as a top 15 or top 16 pick. So we do expect Jalen Walker. And I expect nothing less from Jalen Walker because he's that kind of alpha dog. He's going to be a leader on this team from the jump. We've already heard that. But then that's the one. You know, what's that from Top Gun? James Pierce is a wild card, totally unpredictable. What's he going to be? You know, is he going to be a guy? Because if he can get up around 8 or 9, we're talking about like 19, 18 sacks between those two. I think that's what Falcon fans are expecting.
No doubt. Here is Coach Raheem Morris, who spoke today. He was asked the question about the rookie pass rushers and what they need to do during these OTAs.
I just think they got to continue to get better, continue to get with their individual, you know, how we practice, what the practice is for. Why is this called jog through? What is the purpose of this jog through? What is the purpose of this OTA day practice and my lanes and my mentality and all those type of things? Then when you get the individual, you get to see some of the effort things that come out that you're going to try to translate once you get to training camp. So really up front, it's just a learning practice for the rookie rushers and really all of the rookies on how we practice, what we're doing it for. The player education development piece of it just continues to grow on being a part of this culture and being a part of this team.
Yeah, and look, the NFL's changed a lot of this. We don't get into the minutiae of it because no one really cares at this point. But, you know, the idea here is instead of adding all of these practices on to training camp and having guys out there all day and two-a-days and banging on each other, they've spread it out. This is what this is about now. And basically, as Coach was talking about, there's a lot of learning stuff going on. But you also get the sense like, okay, this is how we do it here, right?
Right, and it's our team.
Correct. And this is what's expected. And then when we come back from mandatory minicamp, now you're going to see guys running around and hitting a little bit. That's a little different. And when I say that, again, it's not full-bore mini or training camp, but it's a little bit more intense. And then you take that break. And so for our guys to be learning and hopefully gaining some knowledge here, that is what, you know, is going on. But, Mike, the realistic expectations, and I want to keep that in mind all year. I know we think he's going to be great. The Pierce thing, I'm just keeping my fingers crossed. If Pierce leads the league in pressures and all this stuff, great. But the pressure for Jalen because of us watching him and being more familiar with him at Georgia and then getting a chance to get him when everybody said he won't be there,
right.
He's going to have that pressure. And I just – realistic expectations. If Jalen Walker has 5 or 6.5 sacks, that's realistic. If he's – like Mike said, if he has 10, dude, we got something ridiculous.
Right. But, I mean, as we said, Carl laid it out there. This was a guy that everybody thought was better than Michael Williams, at least pre-draft. Michael goes to the 49ers. John Lynch said, that's the guy I want. And so was it purely about the size and the speed? Either way, we've got a guy that all the metrics, everybody who scouted him, all the guys, all the OGs that you saw on NFL Network said, he's Micah Parsons-like. I almost feel bad to say it because it just creates such a level of expectation. Yes. But I will say this, I would not be satisfied with 6. You know, 10 is a nice round number. It's like Cool Hand Luke, why you pick 10? You know, that's what we need because that means you're having a real impact over the course of the season.
I don't disagree. I mean, it's just like, because here's the deal. You know how this works, Mike. We say it. Dukes of Bell said, and then y'all see us or y'all come at us and like, y'all said he was going to have 10.5 sacks. He ain't that good. When right. 6 would be way above the norm for most NFL guys that come in, with whether they're edge or defensive lineman, when right. the average over the last 5 years, we're talking about the league, is 4. So that is why you say, all right, but I'm with Mike. Like, I think he's a difference maker. I think he's an impact player. That number has to be higher in my mind, but I also understand this is rookie season. And, like, he right. may come in and be a wrecking ball, and then he may come in, Mike, and just – do enough to make up an impact that we go, all right, we know we got something, right. but he didn't have the number we thought he would.
But the opposite Leonard Floyd thing gives you this other dynamic. So, if it's, you know, again, we don't know how the rotation is going to work, but just for argument's sake, if Jalen Walker is opposite Leonard Floyd, somebody's going to be eating.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Javon Kearse, 14.5 sacks rookie year. Alden Smith, 14 sacks. Micah Parsons, I mentioned 13. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Famer, 13 sacks. Reggie White, 13 to start his career. Bradley Chubb, 12 in Denver.
Big.
Terrell Suggs, 12 with the Ravens. Peppers, 12 with Carolina. Charles Haley, see a trend here? These are all guys that were
Hall of Famers.
And they're all top 15 picks.
That's right.
So Vaughn Miller, 11.5. So, I mean, this is why I'm going to say 10. Okay. I'm going to put it at 10.
All right, I love it. 404-726-0929. By the way, follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes and the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We got a lot more to dive into, guys. Dom is doing all the things today, producing, executive producer. He is going to bring us, Yeah Man, No Man coming up next. Also, Connor Riley at 4 o'clock. to talk about what's going on with the SEC and the Big Ten. Lots of information coming out about Greg Sankey trying to kind of trying to run things.
Strong arm.
And we'll talk to Connor about that and much more coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.